As jazz came of age, performers dressed for success. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston explores the connection between fashion and jazz.
These days, wearing a shirt and tie or nylon stockings doesn't pack the punch it did in a good part of the last century. But in the early 1900s, African-American musicians who gave birth to jazz didn't take chances when it came to what to wear on stage. The music was seen as subversive enough.
The way you wear your hat.
For them to be successful at the beginning of the 1900s, the men started wearing tuxedos and suits. What that allowed them to do is make more money. They started to play some of the society houses and receive very favorable responses.
Drexel University professor Alfonso McClendon analyzes the societal, political, and cultural links between fashion and jazz up to the turtlenecks of the 60s in his book, Fashion and Jazz, Dress, Identity, and Subcultural Improvisation. By the roaring 20s, jazz was mainstream music, and two decades later, Billie Holiday was the most successful jazz vocalist in the country. She loved fashion and introduced the concept of outfit changes during the course of a performance. And offstage?
In the 30s and 40s, jazz women embraced fur and mink coats. Billie Holiday, Dinah Washington, Bessie Smith, they all wore a lot of fur coats. What fur coats allowed them to do is to project wealth and affluence.
It was an outward sign of the prosperity of these African-American vocalists who achieved celebrity in the midst of racial and gender discrimination. It was fashion as a way to express a new identity.
They can't take that away from me.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.